road trip for you guys, run into a red hot William & Mary team and fall 94-69, and then lose a close game at JMU on Saturday, 73-69. Give me your view on those two games.
Sure. Well, I thought we went down to William & Mary. I thought we were ready to play, but we ran into a firestorm there. I mean, give Coach Shaver and his staff and their players all the credit. They came out and played really at a high level, made shot after shot, and, kind of got us buzzer to buzzer. I thought we regrouped fairly well and played a competitive game and had a chance to win down at JMU, but mishandled a couple of possessions down the stretch and left some points on the free throw line and lost a competitive game at Madison.
One of the things we talked about last week when I asked you what you wanted to see from your team over the last 4 weeks, you said get healthy, and then sure enough you go and lose another guy and TJ Williams doesn't play on Saturday. How bad is that injury, and are you close to getting either TJ or Jeremy Miller back?
Yeah, I mean, we're hopeful. TJ's having a good week of rehab. He's suffered a groin injury against William & Mary and just wasn't able to go on Saturday. Maxime Borshkov had an ankle injury against Towson and, wasn't 100%, this week and hurt it again in the Madison game. So, you can't really do anything about injuries. You can't predict them. You got to put your faith in the medical staff and hopefully, our guys, I know they're doing everything they can to get healthy, but it's all part of the game. And, somebody's got to step up and, make plays in her absence.
How difficult is a coach? You've obviously been doing this for a while, but you already had a lot of new faces that have seen action coming into this season, and now with all the injuries that you've had to deal with, how difficult has it been to even find chemistry, adjust your substitution patterns, that type of thing?
No, it's been a challenge, we can't seem to get, regular practice rhythm going, and I think that, that's where you get better, and you need good practices. But I think our guys have faced it really, really well. They remain positive, and they come into practice each and every day wanting to get better and wanting to learn. So that's a really, really good sign, and we just hoping we can get healthy at the right time of the year and get some rhythm going into the CAA tournament.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of David Driver with the American Sports Network.
You have Hofstra on Saturday, and of course, their big guy Rock has missed the last three games. But last time you faced him, I think he only had 8-8. But just sort of talk about what he's done for them, and one of the top rebounders in the country. What impresses you about him?
Well, he's a tremendous competitor. He gives them a phenomenal physical presence in the middle of their zone, and certainly on the backboards. And is a guy that consistently can play in a ball screen, can play in a pocket, can score with his back to the basket. So, I mean, anytime you have a guy that can anchor your defense and give you an inside presence on offense, without a doubt, that's an invaluable asset.
Will you prepare, whether he plays at Towson Saturday, Thursday night, will you prepare for them, assuming that he'll play?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the same situation. Everybody's trying to get their guys healthy, so we would prepare as if he's playing and take it from there as a game-time decision.
Great. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Bill, one of the guys that took advantage of some increased playing time last week was your freshman guard, Bolden Brace, 20 points at William & Mary, hits 6 threes there, and then comes back 5 threes and 21 points at JMU. And he's seen some time throughout the season, but how have you seen his game grow over the last few months?
Yeah, he's really settled into our rotation very well and has played very often has played starter minutes for us. But, you know, he's got a taste of college basketball now. He understands, you know, a little bit better how you need to prepare and what you're looking for. And, you know, he played confidently this weekend, and we certainly needed him to step up and do some things. I was really, really happy for him. He's a great kid. He's a hard worker. And I think he's got a really bright future.
Your team heads on the road again to first-place college at Charleston on Thursday night, a team that you haven't played yet this season. As you've seen Earl's team progress and rise to the top of the standings this season, what has impressed you about them, and how are they different maybe from a year ago?
Well, I think Coach Grant's done an outstanding job with that program. They seem to get better and better, not only year to year, but week to week. You know, his guys really buy in. I think they got really good chemistry, and he's put together a really talented roster. You know, last year, as always, they're a tremendous defensive team, but I think they've added, getting guys back who were injured, they've added some really talented offensive players. So they really have gotten better on the offensive side of the ball, at least have more weapons. I think their guys are developing. They have really good inside-outside balance. They have guys that can score in their front court, and they got guys that can score in their back court. And, they're as solid as anybody in the league defensively, so they present, a ton of challenges, and you got to give Coach Grant and his staff all the credit.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right.